بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم، الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر، الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم، القابض الباسط القافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير، الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور، العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم، الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم، الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد، الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحسن المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت، الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد السمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي، البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف، مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام، المقسط الجامع الغني المغن المانع الضار النافع الروح الهادي، البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور.
Page 139.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام على عبادي الذين اصطفى، سلام على المرسلين، اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزل المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة اللافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصادقين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات صلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات بركات صلوات طيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله وصلوات وطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات صلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات صلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن ساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلاة والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله صلاة لله زاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله صلوات طيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات بركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله. Yeah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، previously we began the discussion of the beautiful name of Allah تبارك وتعالى. I believe from this kitab, the title of the kitab أسماء الحسنى, the most beautiful names of Allah تبارك وتعالى. And this is مذاكرة. These names, we discuss them. And we hear about Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, to listen about Allah, our creator, our nourisher, our sustainer, the controller, the owner, the supreme being. How does yaqeen come into the heart? Just come upon Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and the burning love for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala comes into the heart. That everything besides us, and us including, is all doka, and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is haq. Every deception, whatever the eye sees, deception, what Allah Ta'ala says, that is the haq. How for the yaqeen to come into the heart, and this yaqeen, the love of Allah becomes so overwhelming, becomes so ghalib. Now, Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahib says that the love of Allah becomes so overwhelming that you can't but wake up with tahajjud. Allah, I want to wake up. I want to keep a roza. It's a long day. Ayyamul Bid will start now, 13, 14, 15. But I can't help it. I just want to do for Allah. That you have to be stopped finally. But now take it easy. وَإِنَّ لِزَوْجِكَ عَلِيكَ حَقَّ وَلِبَدَنِكَ عَلِيكَ حَقَّ. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to Abdullah bin Amr bin Asa, take it easy little bit. Your wife has a right upon you. Your body has a right upon you. He said, well, you can't help it. It's just overwhelming. But we find commonly, myself and most of us, we're the opposite. Can't get moving. I'm on a dip right now. I'm going down. Whereas Sahaba ikram on a different level. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will tell them, take it easy. To Sahaba radiallahu anhum in the battlefield, and now they made an agreement that one will stand in Hirasa, one will stand on guard, and one will sleep. Standing on guard also, beautiful point of Allah say, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they started the ibadat, they started the worship of Allah not to finish it. They didn't want to stop. They just wanted to continue. Whereas ourselves now, we check in time, like the pressure is high. So we start the ibadat, and Ramadan will come also. Now we see the Hafiz Sahib, how much is clocking? How many minutes a quarter to? The 4 rakats. 10 minutes, the good Hafiz Sahib. That's why we go to 8 minutes. Quarter para. He's a good leader. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Sahabi in the battlefield, Suratul Kahf. One arrow, two arrows in his back. They're still continuing. Finally, when he finished his salah, completed the surah, then he woke up his Sati companion, I think I'm stuck in the back, right? Why didn't you get me up? The enjoyment of reading Salah and Quran Tilawat stopped me from stopping my Salah. I didn't want to stop my Namaz. Now the question about wudu breaks or not, he was bleeding. So possibly that Masla came a day after. The Masla of bleeding this wudu, that Masla come day after. So how to get this love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, to get yaqeen upon Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, to recognize Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? For this you have to listen and you have to speak. You have to listen and you have to speak. The more you will listen, the more you will speak. Not only listening. You have to listen, obey and speak about Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for this yaqeen to come into the heart. The more you will speak, the more the reality will dawn upon us. So continuing with the discussion on the sifat and attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-haq, the truth. The proof of the existence of al-haq, tabarak wa ta'ala. Man, the involuntary dynamic system within him. Man, that is insan, the involuntary dynamic system within him, the environment around man, the heavens and earth, in a nutshell, every atom in the universe bears testimony to the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala sent us for this, to gain the recognition of Allah. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. If you understand this ayat, where Allah is saying, understand why I created you. Man illa comes in an ayat, in a verse of Quran Sharif, it gives the benefit of hasar, restriction. Allah is constraining it. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا. It has literally, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ, I have not created Al-jinn, the jinn and insan, except only for this. They have created them only liya'budun, only for the worship of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. How my entire life can become worship. Even my eating also. That the brain has to become aware, activated. This is the effort of deen. Then we come out of the negligence, ghafla, and we become conscious all the time of Allah. That I'm eating for the pleasure of Allah, in a way that will please Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما says, تفسير لِيَعْبُدُونَ لِيَعْرِفُونَ Allah created jinnat, insan, for the worship of Allah, to gain the ma'rifat of Allah, to understand and to recognize Allah. So how ulama explain this? That the worship that we carry out will be such a worship in such a way that we recognize Allah. My salah also through salah I recognize Allah. That is I read my namaz. But through the salah I recognize Allah in my namaz also. Then my limbs, how I can bend my limbs, my back, my hands, Ya Allah, how you made all of this that I can bend it? I'm like some animals, سَمِنُوا مَنْ يَمْشَى الْأَرْبَى عَلَىٰ رِجْلِينِ عَلَىٰ بَطْنِ Allah says some animals are on their bellies their whole life, like the reptiles, etc. Someone two, someone fours. But Ya Allah, you made me the best of creation. Allah Ta'ala made them such the entire life covered in one position. So no namaz for them. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gave me, I can be on my stomach, be on my back, be on the side. Then qiyam, standing, then bending, prostration, bowing. Allah Ta'ala made all these things available and possible for me for His worship. Allah, how you made this, that I can worship you in this manner? So we get ma'rifat of Allah. Eating also, we hear the example over and over again. Allah has been giving us example for years. Allah Ta'ala made the elbow. When we're eating also, we think Allah, Ya Allah, give me the elbow. But if I didn't have the elbow, how am I going to get the food into my mouth? Not possible. Then you have to feed the wife. Wife has to feed you. Wife is at there, then children. No children, you're living alone. Now you've got a big problem. They can't buy pet feeders. Animal feeders nowadays they have. They have to buy a human feeder. That will feed me. That Hadrat says, you know how much you want to go into your mouth. Somebody else may feed you, but is that enough? Is there two more or is less? You just know how much you want in your mouth. There's enjoyment in that. Sometimes the wife will feed you, said, little more. Don't get in that madhya. Enjoyment is not there. Little more chutney, achar also. You just got it perfected how you want it. So Allah Ta'ala made that ni'mat also of the elbow. So the eating also recognize Allah. And whole life of using it. No oiling, no servicing, no breakdown. Yes, if you abuse it now, so by the way, then you get the tennis elbow after that. Because you're playing too much. It shouldn't be used so much. It's overload. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has made the entire system. So Allah Ta'ala says that man, the involuntary dynamic system within him, and what the system Allah Ta'ala has made within insan. That till now, we take all the medical faculties from before till today, whether it be the heart, whether it be the eye, whether it be the ear, call all the experts together. When Jamaat came one time from Kuwait, there's an old Jamaat worker and he gave the bayan to the Maswarat. If you have the jism, you call it lahu ad-dunya as-saghira. This body is called the little dunya. So dunya of its own, how it's operating. The entire thing, the eye is a dunya of its own. The ear is one dunya of its own. The heart is a dunya of its own. The whole digestive system, respiratory, everything. One dunya of its own. You don't get one doctor and expert in everything in the body. It's beyond his mind also. You can be a neurologist also. It's beyond his mind. And now mastered every faculty of the human body is insan. And then as I said, bring all of them together, all the eye specialists together, and ask them all together, have you come now to the conclusion, or to the understanding of how completely the eye operates? He said, no, we're still researching. We're still amazed how the eye is operating, how the heart is operating. That will be already beyond human comprehension. That how Allah has made insan, the dynamic system within him, how the entire thing is operating, then the environment around him, until today he's still studying. So many things they're still unearthing, and they're still finding. And they still can't believe it, they're still studying one insect, one bird, one animal, how dynamic Allah Ta'ala has made it, etc. The heavens and the earth, they're still finding dwarf planets. At one time we thought the world in 9 planets, now they say no, there's more planets. Here we need Surah Fatiha, Rabbul Alameen. In Ma'arif al-Quran, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimullah explained, Allah is a Rabb of Alameen. Alam means a realm, a universe. Allah uses a plural here. Allah is Rabb of the universes, or the realms. Well, you say this world, Within this world also they are different realms. Whether you have hasharatul ard, you have the creatures, you have the dabbatul ard, you have the animals. Then you have the birds, those that fly in the sky, each one is a whole realm on its own altitude, its own environment, ecosystem, its own menu, its own food, whether it comes to the animals within the ocean also. Allah Ta'ala is still sustaining, for how many years beyond our understanding, comprehension, how many years is still carrying on. And all this Allah Ta'ala has made for the benefit of insan. That insan look a little bit, study a little bit, and you'll find Allah. Just apply your mind a little bit. A little mujahada, and you'll find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, as we mentioned many a time, the poet says, Ya Allah, tum parde mein ho, Ya Allah, you're behind parda. But Ya Allah, your jamal and your beauty is very, very apparent. It's very, very, although you are hidden, but then to Ya Allah, your nur and your ma'rifat and your dreams and your works absolutely apparent. You still can't hide it. It's everywhere. Everything is being controlled right now, Ya Allah. Although you are hidden, but sakht is har tera. Sakht is har. Tum lakh pardon ki piche hai. Ya Allah, you're behind hundred thousands of pardas and rays. But then to your izhar and you being apparent is absolutely intense. The morning you see the power of Allah. The sun is getting his light from where? What will have one explanation to it? With the command of Allah. Then to Ya Allah, how is the entire thing happening? The sun, the moon, the stars. For the heavens and the earth, in a nutshell, every atom in the universe, there's testimony to the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Imam Muhammad Ilyas Ibrahimullah mentioned that the person who leaves this world enjoying the bounties of his creator, his food, his drink, his sleep, and everything, he's just enjoying. His food also, the way he enjoys the food, as we say, he enjoys the food so much of sound he's making, eating, but he can't say, Allahumma laka alhamdu laka shukr. If I get to say, Bismillah, then he asks him, but you read Bismillah? Yeah, I read it. Where you read in your heart? You say, eat with your heart also. But so much of sound you're making, say Bismillah loudly. You're really enjoying the tea, you're disturbing it, everybody's sleeping, you're disturbing them also. Right in the kitchen, you're drinking tea so loudly. And how you're enjoying the tea also. And after you take this, you say, ah, this here chai. But you can't say, Allahumma laka alhamd wa laka shukr on the heart seed. Allah is so tasty. The way I'm enjoying this tea right now. You say, sing to Allah with that fervor, that zeal. But let's say, one is making a dry zikr. It's a dry zikr. And one is making a zikr of relish and enjoying taking the name of Allah, like how you enjoy your food, how you enjoy your family. Enjoying my time with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It's a marifat, it's enjoyment with my Allah. And beautifully Hazrat explains also, after he spent his on chilla in Saharanpur by the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. And then Hazrat was returning with the garanja. It was the last trip of that ship. And then he would say, middle of the night, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, he would go to the, there was a glass room right at the top. Hazrat said, I will go to the glass room all alone, everybody is asleep. Just myself. Sometimes it's pouring in the room also, and the ocean, and the moonlit nights. And then my tahajjud, loud Quran tilawat, nobody can hear, just me in the ocean. And then start the dhikr of Allah. It just says, what they say, wahilana dhikr. Ashiqana wahilana dhikr. There are a person who says dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ashiqana, like a person is madly in love. And he's mad taking the name of Allah. Hadith Sharif says also, they make so much zikr of Allah, people say you're mad. People say you are mad. Here Allah might give two interpretations also. One is to make the zikr of Allah. وَذْكُرْ إِسْمَ رَبِّكْ One is to make the zikr of Allah. Allah, Allah. And they say one is to speak about Allah so much, people say you came again. Jamaat came again. Now you've got fikr for you, love for you. But you also recognize Allah. You also enjoy your life in the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Over and over again, one is the dhikr of Allah, one is speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the poet says, ponder over the lines of the universe. Ponder over the lines of the universe, since they are messages to you from the highest king, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ponder over the lines of the universe, since they are messages to you from the highest king, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you ponder carefully over the script, you will find that he has written, behold, everything besides Allah is false and deception. Subhanallah. He says that if you ponder carefully over the script, you will find that Allah has written, behold, everything besides Allah is false and deception. Everything is fana, will come to an end. It will only be Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu, even Qiyamah also. Finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to Malakul Maut, that even you take your own ruh, and there will be nobody else left. No one whatsoever. It will only be Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu. Everything is dhoka. Everything is mata'ul ghurur, is just a box of deception. But it looks so real. But it's not real. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is haq. In Quran also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala complains, وَكَأَيِّ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. Allah said, how many, وَكَأَيِّ مِنْ آيَةٍ, how many of the signs of Allah, فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, in the heavens and the skies, and on the earth, يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا, they just pass by it. They just pass by it, وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ, but they just make ihraj, they turn away, they don't see anything. They don't see anything. Because they're walking with ma'rifat. They're walking with awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the cell phone also, when you're driving, there is one eye on the phone. And then one eye on the review, on the side. You know, you're looking at the road also. There's no time to look up at the sky and ponder and see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to look and search for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the time is all the time, the mind is preoccupied. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would awaken for the hajjud, he would supplicate to make dua using the name of Al-Haq Jalla Jalaluhu as an intercessor. Allahumma laka alhamd, anta nuru al-samawati wal-ardu wa man fihin, wa laka alhamd, anta qiyamu al-samawati wal-ardu wa man fihin, wa laka alhamd, anta maliku al-samawati wal-ardu wa man fihin, wa laka alhamd, anta al-haq, wa liqa'uka haqqun, wa wa'duka haqqun, wa jannatu haqqun, wa naru haqqun, wa sa'atu haqqun, وَالنَّبِيُّونَ حَقٌّ وَمُحَمَّدٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ حَقٌّ. Clear, what is haq? For us to live a life of reality, not a fake life. Okay? Fake life, and here also this is so beautifully, that everything we see around us that is beautified, all the buildings and the cars, etc. You see, the reality is, they're not beautiful. Like the buildings, you go to certain countries, now everything is glass or crystal. But what it is built upon, the foundation, uske andar kachara hai. In the foundation there's kachara, there's garbage, there's dump, and there's stones, and so many other things that makes us dirty. And when they build it also, then they should doll it up. So is that real? It's just looking nice. And then all the maintenance, continuous maintenance all the time. Is that real? It has to be taken care of to look nice. In the same way, contrary to that, when it comes, what is reality and jannat? There is that fake, it's all dolled up. That is pure gold and silver, one brick. And the cement in between is musk. This is real. So don't get carried away by things of dunya. So the tarjumah of this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma laka alhamdu, O Allah, all praise belongs solely to you. You are the nur and the light of the heavens and earth and whatever is within them. All praises belong to solely to you. You are the one who keeps in existence the heavens, earth, and whatever is in them. All praises belong solely to you. You are the sovereign of the heavens and earth, and whatever is within them. In reality, you are al-haq, you are the truth. Meeting you is a reality. Your promise is true. Jannat is a reality. Jahannam is a reality. The hour that is Qiyamah is a reality. The Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam are a reality. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a reality. This is the haqq and this is the truth. The person who makes the effort of haqq, to get the haqq within his heart, now you can imagine when he goes to Baytullah. Now he sees reality. This is real. When he goes to Rawdah Mubarak, now he sees reality. Then he's something else. Oh, he see the masjid. Oh, he saw the Baytullah. But he didn't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all these things are real. So when the effort of haqq is made also, and to get Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, nobody found Allah at home. Whoever found Allah, found Allah moving in the path of Allah. Utulu bni tajidni. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also, first wahi came, not in Makkah Mukarrama, not in the house of Khadija radi anha. They came in Ghari Hira. That we had to move. Couldn't take the idol worship, then you had to go out. You had to go out into the cave. And there wahi started coming down. That is why we find commonly we hear al-harakatu fiha al-baraka. That there's barakat in harakat. That there's barakat in movement, how we come for the majlis. There's some harakat we can listen over the live streaming, but it's never the same. It's a heart to heart. Going the path of Allah, sitting in the halqa of ta'aleem, meeting someone, speaking about Allah, and that harakat is barakat. My Ilyas Ibrahim Allah used to say, as long as the ummah is moving in the path of Allah, then the barakat of Allah, the rahmat of Allah, the nusrat of Allah, the help of Allah, barakat from Allah, and rahmat of Allah is moving with the ummah. When the ummah sat down, stagnated, and we know stagnant water becomes spoilt. You can't make wudu anymore also. When the ummah sat at home, that's what happened. Everybody got spoilt. The kufr spread. There's gangrene. Well, now the ayaj is to move. That even the gangrene came to our houses. The boxes came, and the gadgets came, and everything came. So when this harakat is barakat, Shaykh Iyad, now from Palestine Jamaat came, he mentioned the same thing also. He says, when I read brother was in the path of Allah, and he wrote in his Tashkil book, Al-harakatu fiha al-baraka. It is barakat in moving. So his book fell off from his pocket, one of his friends saw it. Al-harakatu fiha al-baraka. So he thought, now just one saying that there's barakat in blessings in moving. So the next day he was sitting in his shop, and this saying came to his mind. And I'm sitting here, and the shop is empty, nothing is happening. Let me start moving a little bit. So he stood up, he took the dust, started dusting the shelves. As he's moving, somebody passed, so he made salam with him. The guy saw him busy in the shop. So he walked in to meet him, and he saw something he liked. So he bought it. By sitting in the corner behind the desk, somebody walks into the door, they see nobody is here. Nobody is here, they walk out. Then as he was busy with him, somebody else passed by, said, hey, my friend is in here. I mean, salam with him. So that person came in also. Say, this is very nice what he's got over here. So he bought one. Then somebody else came, he said, Ajeeb barakat in harakat. Now that harakat was for the deen of Allah. Easy for his dunya. He says in 1 month's time, he had to extend his shop by 1,000 square meters. So much of barakat came in. Then Shaykh carried that river to the deen of Allah. But that usul principle works with dunya also. Like the owner of the shop will sit down like the staff at 11. Nobody will walk in. People will walk in, everybody is relaxing, can't see anybody in the shop. He'll walk out. But now the owner of the shop is moving, the staff are moving, something is happening here. And then the barakat will start. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم continuing with the kitab which is the bayan of the Hakim Aqdas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali evil glances and love of his the harms and the cure of it the cure for it as I mentioned the protecting the gaze which is very very important whatever we import will be exported into the limbs also. So how important it is to keep all the avenues that lead to the heart clean and pure. Whether it's the tongue, whether it's the eyes, whether it's the mind, whether it's the ears. These are all streams that go into the heart. There are 4 streams filling a dam or reservoir. And one of the streams have napak impurity in it. What will happen to the water? All napak. Although 3 are pure, 1 is impure. The same way when it comes to the heart also. When it comes to the heart, all these streams have to be pure. Whether we import it to the eyes, to the ears, to the tongue, to the mind, what we're thinking about, the heart. So all this is pure and clean, we're trying our best. Then we find the heart also become pure and clean. Now we know with the cell phone, at one time to do a haram, you have to leave the house. Now they give it to us in the hand. Now it's so easy, you can just press one button and you want something haram. That's being imported into the heart and years are coming out battling, can't control the eyes, can't control lust, passion. So he says, this we have to make ilaj of it. And for this also, what is evil habits, whether riba, whether zina, whether jealousy, whether anger, etc. All these are dark avenues of dunya. Zulumat. These are all darknesses. And a person has to understand, if I'm involved in this, this is a dark avenue. Dark avenue that I've gone down right now to get out of here before moth. Before moth, they have to come out from here. Shura means that my mode comes out in the dark avenue. The next avenue, the next gully is full of light. There's noor over there. But I'm stuck in this dark avenue, this dark gully right now. How to come out from here right now? One wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in Purdi probably mentioned that, Ya Allah, I found the gully of your muhabbat. I found the gully of your muhabbat and I don't want to come out from here. My whole life I want to stay here now. I don't want to go anywhere else. Now some people will find that dark gully an avenue of sin and they don't know how to come out. But the ilaj is very simple. The ilaj is very simple, the cure is very simple. This Quran gives it also. One is Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu. Allah said, I am the friend of the believers. Yukhrijuhum min al-zulamati ila al-nur. That Allah will take them out from darknesses into nur. Only Allah can do it. Now Allah said, I am the friend of those who have iman. So what is the effort? The effort of iman. We need to have the level of iman and that won't come at home also. Sahaba Ikram, when it came to alcohol becoming haram, final ayat was revealed in second year of Hijr, almost 15 years after Nubuwwat. When it came to alcohol, when it came to hijab also, that came only in Madina Munawwara. So many of these commands came 15 years later. 15 years later, so you can understand, 15 years of suhbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What suhbat that was? What suhbat that was then to get this out of the system completely? Whether it was zina, whether it was riba also, parda, alcohol. So almost 13 to 15 years then the command came finally. But it came in stages. Wasn't it overnight, Josh? It was slowly, gradually, till the love of Allah seeped into the heart completely. Now, then to Sahaba Ikram, وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ وَتُخْفُوا. When the ayat was revealed, whatever you make apparent, whatever you reveal, whatever you hide, Allah will take your hisab for it. Allah will take it to accountability. What even you conceal within your hearts. Sahaba Ikram came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi of Allah, destroyed. The thoughts of Jahiliyyah come involuntary. We can't help it. What we did in the past, it comes. And Allah Pak says He'll take us to task for even those thoughts that we conceal. Then Allah's mercy upon the ummah, the ayat came down, La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. Allah is not obligated to something beyond your capacity that you can't control. The thoughts come on their own, that is sin. To bring the thoughts is sinful. Thoughts come on their own, not sinful until you make amal upon it, until you enact it out. Then it's haram, then it's sinful. But for it to come on its own, then the Hazrat says you don't fight the thoughts. You just divert your attention to something else. Get busy with something else. Get busy. You want a hobby also. Something which is mubah, something which is permissible. You get involved in that for the period of time that the mind is diverted away from the haram. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu, so coming back to the ayat, Allah will take a person from darknesses. Allah waliyu, Allah is a wali, the friend of alladhina amanu. For those that have iman, so one is iman mawjood, the iman that I have right now. Where is it sufficient for Allah to pull me out? One is iman matlub, the iman that is desired by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And now you have the level of iman, whether we're going to get it or not. Allah is going to see your desire for that level of iman. How do you show desire, Ya Allah, I want that level of iman? How do I show that desire that I want that level of iman? That I have to show Allah. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا To make that mujahada. So Allah has made these programs. He made these majalis. Then we say, Friday night, come shab guzari. At least that hayatul sahaba shows to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala a good desire. How to hear what the iman of sahaba. Allah's rahmat won't come. Definitely it will come. It's coming with the 10 minutes, 15 minutes. The mujahada is coming with on a Friday night. Thursday night now will go. On a Friday night again. But this is iman. The person comes with it with mujahada. What do you do with mujahada? What do you do with qurbani? Allah appreciates it. But that comes with qurbani. I came to Allah with qurbani, with mujahada, with sacrifice. On that Allah sees the desire. Then the iman begins to increase. Allah will do it. Allah will pull us out. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. Allah says, people of iman, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. Only to increase the iman also, ذكرا كثيرا. To make excessive zikr of Allah. One is to make the dhikr as you mentioned. One is to speak about Allah. One is to hear about Allah. Excessively, over and over again, dhikran jathira, wasabbihuhu bukrata wa asila, and hymn the praises of Allah during the morning, during the evening, the whole day. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, what you will get? Asila, then uda'idha qiyas. وَالَّذِي يُسَلِّ عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ. Allah says, for your dhikran jathira, for your abundance of dhikr, huwa alladhi, Allah is the one, yusalli alaykum. Yusalli, the word yusalli, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allah is saying that you will send salat to you. Huwa alladhi yusalli alaykum. When you say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, it means Allah is sending a special rahmat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is using the same khayal and verb. That verb that you use for salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah is saying to your dhikran kathira, I will send salat upon you. I will send my special mercies upon you. Not only me, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ وَالَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ. The Allah Pak says that Allah and the Malaika send salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. The Allah is saying, Allah and Malaika yusalli alaykum, to send salat upon you. This is dhikr only. Person takes appropriate time for dhikr of Allah. Ilyas Ibrahim Allah made this part of the syllabus of tabligh. Ilm and dhikr. To engage in dhikr of Allah, to cut yourself off completely. To cut yourself off completely and now make the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Allah's special rahmat will come upon you. And the malaika are making dua for you. Ya Allah, show your rahmat upon him. Then, وَالَّذِي يُسَدْنِي عَلِيْهِ مَلَيْكَ يُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. So that Allah may remove you and take you out from darknesses into nur. The dhikr of Allah, Allah will take you out. You don't need to battle it out now with my nafs and my lust and my love for dunya, excessive love for dunya and chasing behind or anger problem I have, whatever it may be. So the dhikr of Allah. So the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one is just as be in the hand, or is just a counter. Ya Allah desires it, وَتَبَتَّلْ وَذْكُرْ إِسْمَ رَبِّكْ وَتَبَتَّلْ. To cut yourself off completely from all insan. Take out your time and now make 100 times La ilaha illallah. 100 times Allah, Allah, walihana, ashiqana, dhikr. The love of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Hazrat says now, I used to make dhikr of Allah in a glass room, loudly making, shouting the name of Allah, and nobody, just me, the water pouring on me. He said the sweetness of iman in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He also persons take out time every day and detach the heart from everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and give his heart back to Allah and take the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Slowly from that dark gully, dark avenue, Allah will pull him out slowly, slowly, slowly. And when the fazl of Allah will come, the fazl of Allah, وَلَوَ لَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ. To refer the fazl of Allah, the grace of Allah, and the rahmat of Allah, مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. No one ever will be able to become pure and clean. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهِ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah says, rather Allah is the one that purifies whom He wishes to purify. Then as a person starts a dhikr under the guidance of a sheikh, properly, that the medication is a whole syllabus, is a way how to do it. Now he's making correctly, like how the lovers of Allah made a dhikr also. Only I take tasbih and dhikr in my own way. Rakim Sahib Rahimullah would mention about the magicians of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam challenged them, rather they challenged Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Yumu Zina, to the day of Zina, and Fir'aun had called about 80,000 magicians. From the Tafsir al-Jalalin, almost 80,000 magicians were invited to take on Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Deception and the haqq. Deception and the haqq. This is the power of haqq. One person upon the haqq, they take on 80,000. Now, the same jamaat that had come from Palestine, Shaykh was saying also, that the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, more or less, that the person who speaks one kalima of haqq, one word of haqq in the truth, in the path of Allah, then what is the virtue of that? It's times 700,000. Sahaba Ikram asked, what about 1 dirham? See, even 1 dirham also equal to 700,000. So based upon this, he mentioned the brothers of ours in that part of the world right now, that are under siege, so to say. From there, the message came out in regards to the Hadith Sharif that if you give R1 or $1, whatever currency, towards the deen of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the reward is times 700,000. Because it's spent in the avenue of Haqq to combat that R1. And the kuffar ahl al-baatil have spent 700,000 of their currency to combat R1. For the effect of it is 700,000. All in the path of Allah. This is the haqq, how to take the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So as Hakim Sahib rahimahullah mentioned, that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was called, magicians were called also. So just to mock Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they're just like the Nabi of the time. So as Hakim Sahib rahimahullah mentioned, that just because they emulated the outer appearance of the Nabi of the time, Allah loved death so much, Allah Ta'ala gave them iman instantly. 80,000 became Muslim. When they saw Musa alayhi salam, the haqq, when he threw his stick down, how he turned into a serpent, and how he swallowed all day, so to the snakes, which is mesmerism, mesmerized the eyes of people. لَقَالُوا إِنَّمَا سُكِرَتْ أَبْصَارُنَا فَلَّحْنُ قَوْمُ مَسْحُورُونَ. So the eyes were mesmerized. So they all accepted Islam. They all became Muslim. And Fir'aun threatened them, I'll kill you all. I will cut your people's hands and feet from opposite sides. They say, no problem, you can take our life. Imagine you must be prepared to give his life. Upon this, Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahimahullah mentioned, just because he emulated the beloved of Allah, he also became the beloved of Allah. Just his dressing only. Therefore he would say that a person makes his own dhikr, in his own tartib, his own style. He didn't learn to make zikr from the lovers of Allah that became the beloved of Allah. So he makes it, as Hakim Sahib will say, his zikr possibly is equal to 10 kilos, 20 kilos in weight. But when he learned to make the zikr of Allah, to take the name of Allah like the lovers of Allah, the same zikr he'll make is 100 kilos. Because now you learned it the right way. Now you learned it the right way. Now the effect is different. Now you're pulling from Allah. When he made it like the lovers of Allah, they draw the attention of Allah, you make me like my beloveds of before. Now put him in the same jamaat also. Let him make dhikr in the same way. Like how Mawlana Ilyas Rahimullah will go to Raipur, and they will make the dhikr of Allah for days. Allah Ta'ala gave to people when they also. So they showed us just outside the Khanka, there's some plants over there. There's a little garden there along the wall. So they're sprouting. So they say when the Akabirs make dhikr over here inside, then even the plants outside is to move. They also used to take effect from the dhikr of the beloveds of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. This was the power of the dhikr and the cleanness of the hearts. So when they spoke, it affected hearts. It affected the hearts. There is one way line in the home, nobody will listen to me. But I'm not listening to anybody above me. So when the dhikr of Allah will come, then Allah will open the hearts. Then the ears will hear and the ears of the heart will listen. So this is the easiest way to get out of the darknesses, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shown to us in a correct manner how to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just to recap what we have read thus far, protecting the gaze. As I mentioned, when a woman are passing by, keep the gaze low, no matter how much one has the urge to look, just keep it down. Khwaja Aziz al-Hasan Mazzub rahmatullah alayhi has warned in this regard. He says that harm to being will be caused, harm to your being will be caused. Don't allow the gaze to be raised. Bow your head when you enter the street of the beloved. Every street belongs to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So now keep your head down. My eyes is upon me. If your gaze accidentally falls on someone, immediately lower it, no matter how bad you feel, even if there is a fear of losing your life. The Hakim Sahib will say, give your life up also for Allah, but don't break His command. Allah Ta'ala give us the power of iman. Think that by, that is why Ilyas Rahimullah mentioned also, this gush that we bring, if you do it with two, cover with two shawls, two chadars. One is the chadar of Ghadde Basar, and one is the chadar of Dhikr and Fikr. So one chadar you put on covering or lowering the gaze. The other covering is upon the heart, only the dhikr and fikr of Allah. Dhikr on the tongue, fikr in the heart. Is it this type of walking, is it only for gush? It's for the rest of your life. This is training for you, that even wish you can walk like this, out of wish you to walk in the same way also, with humility, and you're worried about your iman. If your gaze, think that by not protecting your gaze, there is fear of disgrace in this world, the nur of obedience is snatched away, and the destruction of the hereafter is certain. We hear the hadith commonly, the person who lowers his gaze, مِن مَخَافَتِ out of fear of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says that I will change this into sweetness of iman, which he will taste, حَلَابَةِ imani, he will taste it. Now where will he taste it? Where will he find it? This hasn't explained also, the sweetness of iman, where will you find it? You might not taste it physically in your tongue. Although our kabir or before they would taste it in their food also, taste it different now. Because the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so intense that they could feel the sweetness in everything. Allah says, where you will find the sweetness of iman, halawati imani? Allah will allow you to taste the sweetness in your ibadat. You open Quran Sharif and I can't close it. I'm just enjoying it. When I go into sajda, I don't know, come out now. I'm feeling different. The sweetness is different. Dhikr of Allah, I can't keep my tasbih away. But that also we could learn now to control the sweetness. Sometimes the king says, the sweetness gets so much now, he got long tasbih in his hand, he's going home, he says now, the wife opened the door, he says, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. He says, look at the Arsh of Rahman. He says, now the time to look at the wife, put tasbih away now. Now look at your, he says, Meri shakar ki puriya. He says, my bag of sugar. A bag of sugar after 5 children now. Now she becomes a bag of sugar. Before she was a honey bottle. Now it's a bag of sugar now, 50 kilo, 25 kilo, bag of sugar. He says, hi Mary, Mary Guria. He says, see, tell the old lady, hi Mary Guria, oh my doll, Mary Shakar ki Puriya. That my bag of sugar. Make her happy also. He says, that's the vicar of Allah. Making her happy, Allah becomes happy. See how he made us so happy. Let's say I love him for this. This is also sweetness. Signing his sweetness is showing muhabbat to the slave of Allah also. Allah, she belongs to you. So showing her muhabbat also, Allah gives you the sweetness in muhabbat also. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله الحمد لله رب العالمين ونقيبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذو القوة المتين. والله make our complete إصلاح وكريم رحيم الله purify our hearts our minds our tongues our hearts. Ya grandest your muhabbat and your love, give us a sin-free life, O Mahillah. Make your obedience easy for us, make your disobedience difficult for us. Ya keep us in your rahmat and barakat and moving in the path of Allah. For your pleasure, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya accept us, our wealth, our time, our businesses, our homes, our families, O Mahillah, for the khidmat of deen, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya grandest afiyat, sihat and salamat, barakat in iman, barakat in taqwa, barakat in amal, barakat in our homes, O Mahillah. Ya muhabbat and love in our homes, understanding, O Mahillah. Predict our youth, predict us, O my Kareem Rahim Allah, in the silly season, O my Allah, keep our intelligence, O my Allah. Allah, save us from haram avenues, from menus, from venues that will break your command. Allah, keep us in your rahmat in halal, save us from haram, O Kareem Rahim Allah, save us from bad mazi, abusing our eyes, abusing our hands, abusing our hearts, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, give us reality of akhirat of qabr. Allah, grant us your consciousness, O my Allah, every second of our life. Ya Allah, we cannot save our lives from ourselves from haram. Ya Allah, you save us, O my Allah, become a barrier between us and our lust and haram. Allah, grant us plenty of halal, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Accept us for the khidmat of deen. Keep us ra'afiyat and qabuliyat. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim, wa tub 'alayna, innaka anta at-tawwabu ar-rahim. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma huwa ahlu. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. This is a reminder, inshallah, as you all aware, on Yom Sabtu, Saturday, our program will begin here, inshallah, the overnight program. Brothers are requested to take out time to attend the program, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Many brothers will be, mashallah, giving some muzakara, they will share some experiences, so we can all benefit, inshallah. And we send out the messages in the groups. So at least let us RSVP if you are staying or will be here for meals, etc. So the intizam catering can be done accordingly, inshallah. And God of Dua, Allah Ta'ala accept it. Make it a means of hidayat and khair for the ummah, for the day of qiyamah, for our islah also. Make dua for our Hazrat Wala, our Shaykh Allah, grant him afiyat, sihat and salamat. He'll be shed over us in the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, inshallah. And as always, say every Friday night, Chabuzari is taking place. Take us some time to take part in the programs, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept. Subhanallah.